You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Good morning and welcome to the morning show on WRCO. It is National FFA Week and we are pleased to have members of the River Valley team here today. We're blessed to have Chase Gilbertson, Emma Anding, Lucy Spahn, Ella Hillebrand, and their advisor, Sherry Groffunder. Sherry, how are you doing these days?
Doing well, Phil. Doing well. Thank you. It's been a busy time prepping for all that we do through Career and Technical Education Month. And it's exciting because FFA Week is upon us and this is what we live for. So besides our school fair, this is our week to shine and showcase all our members and everything that we do and be thankful for those who help us get to where we want to go.
As warm as it has been, I had to think your school fair wasn't this warm, I don't think.
No, it was not. It was not. That is true. It was much colder that day.
So, has that affected any of the FFA projects or anything like that? You know, the warmer weather?
We've talked about that yesterday on Day on the Hill. The question was asked, you know, with these temperatures, how has it affected crops and that? So one of the young gentlemen talked about his no-till experience having more moisture last year versus many of his people in the area had drought. So yes, it'll have an effect on our producers and crops with animals as well. So now it's a wait and see, because I was just talking with a friend last night about just think about the amount of bugs that haven't been taken out this winter because it hasn't been cold. So how many ticks are alive and thriving on animals just because it hasn't been cold? And so we'll wait and see how the crops come out.
I heard that there are ticks on animals this time of year already, which doesn't seem possible.
Yes, I've had one student who came in and talked about getting a tick off his dog on Sunday, and I was like, wow, not my favorite season.
No, not at all, but it could change quickly.
It could.
I always
say
about the time we're going to be out and watching baseball and softball and soccer and those kind of things will be, you know, snowing probably.
Well, today will be good softball, baseball weather.
Yeah, better than some, right? Chase Gilbertson is here, Vice President. Chase, we want to go to you. Your assignment is to tell us why is it important to recognize FFA Week?
Just some of the big ways are getting it out throughout the whole school, making sure everybody knows what FFA Week is about or FFA is about, all the different events, the paths that you can take in high school or out of high school, and all the fun you can have in FFA.
What does it mean to you?
It's a lot. It's going to be a good career path for me. I think it'll be huge for my future.
Do you go down the halls and try to recruit members of the student body to become FFA members?
Yeah, I've gotten a few of my friends to join this year. I try to get more people to join, but a lot of them don't think it's as cool as some people do.
How many are in your chapter, approximately?
I think 81. There's...
How many?
81.
81. Okay, that's a pretty good size.
Yeah, it's good numbers.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And how have your projects been going this year? You got some things
good,
going
yes.
Well?
A good amount of youth apprenticeship kids. I think most of the members are involved in our CDEs, and we had 7 people go to our speaking contest here 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Did you get involved in contest?
Yes, I did. I went to the speaking contest.
You did? Okay. Mm-hmm. And how did you do?
I don't really know what place I got, but I didn't get first or second.
I can't believe that. You're a good speaker. So how does it work? It's been a long time since I did it, but do you have something that you memorize that you have to do?
For our topic, we get 30 minutes to write a 4 to 6 minute speech, and you get 4 judges that you talk about, and then they'll ask questions.
Do you have topics set aside?
Yes, there's different agricultural topics like technology and agriculture, or different things like that.
And which one did you choose?
I don't even remember. I think it was what it'll look like in 2050, but I don't remember for sure.
Yeah, that's looking a little bit into the future. Mm-hmm. And I think about how much agriculture has changed just in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe, but I think that's one of the things that you and the rest of the staff are looking at down the road, and some things that, you know, maybe what agriculture will look like and some things you may not even know exist yet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So pretty exciting. So the importance of National FFA Week is one of the things you wanted to talk about. But you also have an opportunity for community people to help out tonight, don't you?
Yes, tonight in Spring Green, we'll have a Culver Share Night from 4 to 8. A good chunk of that money will go back to the FFA. So if you have a chance, get out tonight and support your local chapter.
You're going to be meeting and greeting people there at Culver's and Spring Green.
So. Yeah.
So that's awesome. Do you do very many of these during the year, Sherry?
We typically have three a year. So one during our homecoming week, one during FFA week, and then we have the ice cream or the custard on in May. And we highlight that as a give a scoop situation as far as promoting agriculture in June Dairy Month. So that is our big tie-in with our Spring Green Culver's.
And that's a good tie-in because Culver's is a Wisconsin company, and obviously they use a lot of ag products too, don't they?
Yes, they do, and they are a big national supporter. They currently have out an application for students to apply for heading to the national convention. They will get that prepped, and students can do an essay for that and win your chapter some money to go to National FFA Convention on a very low budget because they support it with a huge grant. So grants for growing and learning from Culver's is important. They are a great national sponsor for us.
You need to have some of those grants, don't you, to make all these things happen?
Yes, we have been fortunate over the last year to have a couple from like Compure Financial. They supported our food science program and then are currently supporting our building fund expansion for the school fair.
I heard that went pretty well. Tim Johnson came up and saw us, but he messaged me to say that they did get a pretty good response from that.
Yes, we have gotten a great response from our community. So thank you again to all the donors. And the checks are still coming in, so we do want to thank everyone for the donation because now we can build on and expand for the students. And that's an awesome say from our community as far as supporting these students and their supervised agriculture experiences. So we thank our community because without them, we wouldn't be as successful as we are.
Is it going to be the Miss G Wing then, or what is it going to be?
No. We'll just leave it to whatever else. So through National FFA, we do have theme days, and Wednesday is Advisor Appreciation Day. Today is FFA Alumni Day, so we want to thank our FFA alumni for all they do. Thursday is Give FFA Day, so that's the day where you can call in donations or email donations to your state, local, and national chapters. And then Friday is the Wear Blue Day. So being the chairperson of the FFA Alumni and Supporters Advisory Committee, I want to make sure that we promote that out so that people who understand you didn't have to be an alumni member, you didn't have to wear the blue jacket, you could be supporting. And if you believe in these children's futures like I do, you can donate money, time, talents. We would appreciate it.
You can wear the old blue jacket if it fits you, right? If you're an alumnus and it fits you and everything.
If it fits you, you can wear it. I have some that put their jackets on to show me they're still fit, and I'm like, I'm not going to show you mine doesn't fit. So.
That's impressive. Yeah, I'm sure mine might go over one arm. I'm not sure. So. But anyway, well, let's bring some of the ladies into the conversation as well. Emma Anding is here to talk about some of the special days. Tell us about the dress-up days this week.
So how we get our school involved in FFA, we do activities that our school would do. So Monday, which was yesterday, was pajama day. Today is USA day. Wednesday's denim day. Thursday's blue and yellow day. And Friday is flannel day.
Okay. So that's a little bit of, you're not wearing pajamas though today, though, are
No,
you?
Not today. That was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay. USA today. So what?
Yep. Red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
Yep.
Okay. Do you have an assembly at the school?
Yep. Thursday during our Ann Blackhawk, we have an assembly. We get our school involved by doing like a couple games. Like we're doing a potato sack relay. We're going to do a balloon relay as well. And like if someone wins, we're going to give them like Culver's or Subway gift cards to get them involved.
All right. And you're the reporter. Tell me about your role and your job.
Since it's FFA week, I try and just keep everyone involved in FFA, kind of like tell everyone what's going on social media, whether it's Facebook, the newspaper, Instagram as well.
Okay. Is it hard to find potato sacks or not?
Well, our school actually had potato sacks for like these specific activities, so that was pretty nice for our school to let us borrow some.
We used to call them gunny sacks, but I don't know the thing.
Gunny sacks, yes. Now they're coffee sacks. We have a staff member who brings in coffee as part of his one of his side businesses. So It's a coffee sack.
So does the sack smell like coffee then?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, that's an added bonus, isn't it? Wow. But again, that good community support. You couldn't do it, could you? Without that. So so why did you want to join FFA? Did somebody, an older student, convince you?
Well, actually, Miss G, I was taking one of her classes, small animal science, and I like animals at the time. And she said, well, we have a CDE team. It's called Vet Science, and you learn about all the animals and, like, how to take care of them, all that. So that's kind of how I got in FFA as well. And she kind of helped me out and have my career path in the view, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what is a career path, again?
Trying to help me, like, what I want to do for my future, like going to college, like maybe I want to go to Southwest Tech, maybe for animal science. So it's helping me figure out what I want to do in my life, pretty much.
That's awesome. Do you have animals on campus then?
Yes, we have small animals on campus daily, and then we can bring in large animals once we fill in our form for the students to see. And we're talking about facilities to have a large animal lab and bring in those animals for the whole day versus a couple hours and then sending them back home. But our small animal facility has ferrets, a hamster, chinchillas, bunnies, and guinea pigs, right? Thank you. And the kids have all been in charge of something except Lucy. She's my plant girl. But the rest of them have been in charge of helping out with the animals. So they were saying their animal that they were in charge of for the semester. And the students get to work with them, learn about their habits, feed them, weigh them, and then look over the animals, do measuring of the heart and pulse rates so that they can understand breathing rates, pulse rates, all of that fun stuff. It's a nice hands-on segment to our program so that students can see what it's all about. And then as far as our land lab, Chase is in charge of the 30-acre field, and he's been working with corn and soybeans and alumni members to get seeds donated and all of that fun stuff. So he's a quiet promoter of that.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding in his field, it sounds like. Right. So how's it been going, Chase?
Good. We've gotten some really good results. Most of the stuff's been donated, so that's been a big help on a big fundraiser.
So did you sell your crops yet, or is that all taken care of?
Yeah, we just sell them straight out of the field.
Oh, you do? Okay. So somebody comes and harvests it then? And
yep. This year, my dad came over and harvested it, and then Premier Co-op did all the hauling and stuff.
Great. So you just have to get it in the ground and kind of watch it through the year then, or through the summer?
Yep, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. So then that's in addition to some of the other things that that you do. Do you have a work to school or any of those things going on for
yourself? Yes, I do. I have a youth apprenticeship through J&J, Total Lawn Care, and then as well as my dad on the farm.
So do you do anything with this time of year with J&J? Do you do any snow removal?
Usually there's snow removal, but not this year.
Not this year.
Just kind of odds and ends around the shop, usually with him.
Mm-hmm. Has it been a good learning experience for you, though?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I know, Sherry, that we've talked, too, about River Valley kind of expanding where the tech department, Mr. Wanakee's area and things like that. Does that affect, your students and some things that they can do and have more space?
Yes, it affects us with, having the ability to give them more experiences in the classroom. So with Career and Technical Education Month, we highlight business, tech ed, and ag. And with the expansion going on, we're looking at different things in the future related to food science currently, because that's the program that is getting the most attention and growing. Nothing in the plans at this point, but it's the animal lab and growing that food science program so that we can meet the needs of our youth apprenticeship students. Currently, we have 3 students out at Prem Meats, so we're getting that hospitality and meat science awareness for those students, along with a student out at Culver's to get the managerial experiences. So we have many avenues in our River Valley area to promote students. We've had students at Shraka Meats before, so that helps us get all of that out in our field as far as hospitality, animal science. The butchers have made a big push to get students educated, and in our food science program, we can get that started for them and get them out into the hospitality and food science areas. Mia winning that award years ago really brought in a lot of attention to our food science program, so that's helped us build and expand that part of our agriculture education program. And as you know, the students love the small animal lab. We have large animal science class. Animal health and nutrition is a dual credit course, so we work a lot with Southwest Tech on making sure these students are ready to take the next step. So students like Emma and Chase have taken the advanced classes so far to head into Southwest Tech with some credits.
And Ella Hillebrand, we haven't put you on the spot yet, but you're here. Let's talk about swine and goats. That's kind of where you've been working, right?
Yeah, I've been working with swine and goats since probably about maybe when I was 5 years old. And I've worked with them since then.
Have you learned a lot?
Yeah, I've learned a lot, especially with, like, fairs I've never been to, like the judges, like their like critiques and techniques that I have to learn for, like, future fairs. And, yeah.
So do you show, what fairs do you show at typically?
I show at the Richland County, the River Valley School Fair, and the Iowa County Fair.
Okay. So that keeps you busy, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially during the summer.
Sure. A couple of weekends, and then, of course, the big day on Friday when you have a school fair. So do you think that you'd like to get into something of that nature when you get out of school?
Oh, yes. I'd love to get into anything required with animals, or like even helping with fairs. Like, as an example, Mia, she was Fairs of the Fair for Iowa County, and I plan on following her footsteps to be Fairs of the Fair also when she's older and I had the opportunity to take it.
Okay. And Mia is your sister?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to follow in her footsteps, perhaps, a little bit. And animals on campus, is it pretty hard to go back to class when you're working with small animals? And
Well, normally the classroom is connected to where our animals are, so it's not very hard to go from either the animals to class. It's like you just grab it, bring it to room, and then you work with your animal until, obviously, the class is over.
You can't take it to your next class, though, probably.
I wish, but no.
So you wanted to talk about SAEs as well. Tell us about that.
SAEs is using classroom principles in jobs or activities in real life that you would use in jobs. And, like, SAE stands for Supervised Agricultural Experience. So, like, using the things you learn from the fairs and using that, like, for life jobs and taking the critics and the techniques for jobs.
Do you currently have a job as well?
Yes, I work at Prem Meats.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
And what do you do there?
I make potato salad, coleslaw, pizzas, I scoop dip. I make it all.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
So I've sampled some of that, so next time I'll think, oh, yeah, I know who helped with that, right?
Yeah.
I think about businesses, Sherry, and they're almost all in need of help, and so it's kind of a win-win for everybody, isn't it?
It is. In River Valley, we are blessed with many people that offer these students jobs. We have Lucy working at the local grocery store. Emma have been three different stores. We have Chase working for, you know, one of our landscaping and lawn mowing companies. So when these students come in with their experiences, we talk about SAEs and have them realize that these are jobs for the future. If you like it, you've learned something that you want to do. If you don't like it, you learn to move on to the next offering that would be the right fit for you. And preparing students for various careers are what these community partners are doing for us. So with today being our alumni day, and we're saying thank you to all those business owners who have offered these students opportunities to learn and expand. And that's the nice part in my world, is I get to hear about all the things that they've learned while on the job, or, you know, teamwork situations. So when we get talking about CDEs, the kids, you know, LDEs is more of an individual, for the most part, situation. Our CDEs are team events. So when we have you work with a group of three or four, it's a challenge now because you might have different personalities that you have to bring to the table. But, you know, we have some superstars. They've trained some younger people, and now you have more superstars. And so when you're looking at that avenue, for us, we have a team leader for CDEs, and that team leader typically gets the rest of the team up to par. If somebody's figured something out, we ask them to share their knowledge. How did you learn this? Because, you know, I learned one way, but you might not learn the same, Phil. So if you bring your talents to the table as well, that just makes the team stronger.
Yeah, I can only imagine then. So if you're an underclass person and maybe you work a job and, oh, you know, maybe I'd like to try something else, and the next year you can have another opportunity then.
Yes, and so that's kind of what has made our youth apprenticeship program successful, is they've worked out a couple of those kinks in the world when they were younger, like, oh, I don't want this, but I'm thinking about this. And so if they've made that commitment on the skills that they want to bring to the table for youth apprenticeship and they've taken those courses, now we can expand to the next level. So their SAE projects in ag now can relate to their youth apprenticeship options, which gets them dual credit at some universities and colleges. And so when you're looking at those avenues and you're advancing those kids forward, why not? You know, these are opportunities to help them grow and figure out their education. So one of our successful ones this year is Taya Hatfield. She has taken three courses at the high school to advance to Southwest Tech and have 18 credits when she walks in. And she has her youth apprenticeship job, and she's learned what she wants to do. And she's like, well, I want to curtail to an animal nutritionist now. She's been working in the food industry for a while, so she's learned the nutrition stuff. Now she's just going to try to apply that more to the animal science part of feeding the animal before it gets to the butcher. So all is learning, and that's an awesome example.
Yeah, it really is. And then is Taya a senior?
Taya's a senior,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so she's looking on down the road at the next level then.
Yes.
Whatever's going on.
And I have a lot of students ask me, do I have to go right to college? And I said, no, you can take your gap year or you can do your labor unions. We have options for you. So we just try to work through what you're interested in. Not everybody's going to go on to a 4-year. So we're pushing the trade schools and pushing your youth apprenticeships to get you into your areas of your expertise for the future.
Lucy Spahn is here as well. She's over in the corner, so we'll call upon her now. You are the treasurer. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning, Phil. Yeah, I'm the treasurer. I deal with all the money in and out of FFA and keep track of it all. It's a fun job.
I bet that's a full-time job, especially like on the day of the fair and whatnot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It keeps me busy all week, and we had a busy weekend this weekend, so I've got lots of bills to put through, and yeah, it keeps me busy.
So we had Tony Kurtz and Howard Markline in the studio with us yesterday, and I understand that some of the students went to Madison for Day on the Hill. What did you learn from that?
So me and Taya Hatfield, our president, we went down to the Day on the Hill at the Capitol yesterday, and we talked to state legislators just to kind of advocate for FFA, and it was a great experience. We collaborated with other chapters to talk to them, and you know, organizing all of that and just advocating for FFA, it was a good experience, and we learned a lot. So,
were there a lot of blue jackets there at the Capitol?
There were. I think there were over 200 students there and over 40 chapters. So it was a good turnout.
That's impressive. And it's fun because you all have one common goal, don't you?
Yep, it's great. And then to bounce your ideas off of each other and really have a good conversation. It was fun.
Have you had that opportunity to talk to another chapter and kind of say, oh, that's how they do it? Maybe that's something we can incorporate.
Yeah, that's a lot of our different like speaking contests, CDEs, all those. You get to collaborate with other chapters and talk to each other, bounce ideas off each other, and then bring stuff back to your own chapter to add to it and just promote your chapter. It's a really great thing to see everyone come together.
Are there rivalries, or is it just kind of one big family?
I think it's all one big family. I've never heard of any rivalries in FFA between chapters, and yeah, it's great. Besides, maybe in our competitions, we get a little competitive between, what is it, Elkhorn, I think, for our CDE contest.
Farm Business Management, yes. They bring it for Farm Business Management every year. That's the team we want to beat.
they're the one to beat. You rumble with them, then, a little bit.
A little bit.
So, what are some other things that you want to talk about today, Lucy?
This weekend, we had our pancake breakfast on Sunday, and it had a great turnout, and I just like to take the opportunity to thank everyone who came out and supported. It's a great fundraiser for our chapter, and a fun way to kick off FFA week. And I'd also like to thank all our sponsors. We wouldn't have been possible without them. We had Prem Meats, Straka Meats, 400 Springs, Schreiber, the Arena VFW, the Presh family, the Miley family, Arena Cheese, Brouhaha, Foremost, Quick Trip, Kenny Amble, Triple Moore Farms, and Grandma Mary's Cafe. It wouldn't have been possible without them. So I'd just like to say thank you.
Who's in charge of going out and contacting those that want to sponsor?
I think Taya did most of that this year. She took charge and got that all together and helped set it up. And it was an early morning for all of us and the workers who came out and helped problem solve, set it all up. So, yeah.
It was a good way to kick off the week, though, it sounds like.
It was. It was a fun fundraiser, and lots of people came out and supported, so...
And it is Alumni Day, a day to honor the alumni today, Sherry. And it's amazing how where everyone lands, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is awesome to see. Like, I can tell you the number of years we've brought kids here, I wouldn't have guessed some of the careers they've gone into. And some I was like, yep, I knew you always wanted to be that vet. So, boom. And it is very awesome to see how they've expanded and grown, and now that they're giving back to us. So, you know, we have Sam, who's a mortician in town. She was like, I know I'll always have a job. So when you have those talks, those career talks with students, you're thinking about that. So we have many career options in this room looking forward to. So we'll let Lucy start with what she wants to major in, and we'll just have the kids go around the room quick.
How about it? All right, Lucy.
Yeah, I'm hoping to go into microbiology and have a career in that. It'll be an interesting career path, I think, and I'm looking forward to it.
That's all. Oh, that's a big one. A lot of schooling involved for that?
Yeah, I'll probably have to go to a four-year. I'm thinking about UW-Madison. So, mm-hmm.
And we toured that Sunday night for her so that she could see a little bit about what the campus had to offer. And so we had her talk to some students about different organizations she could be possibly involved in the future to make those networking connections.
Yeah, doesn't hurt. And you're a senior this year?
I'm a junior this year.
So you've got a little time to prepare yet, don't
yep.
you? Okay. Well, all right. Well, let's move right around the table then as well. Ella, did you? What about a career choice?
I really want to either go into athletic training or marine biology.
Okay. Is there somebody, like, as far as trainers, somebody that's influenced you to think that or not?
Well, not to, like, bash on anyone, but our athletic trainer really isn't the best at not really diagnosing, but, like, saying what could possibly be wrong.
Uh-huh.
So he kind of influenced me to be better and to work harder and find out, like, the source of whatever's going on.
More knowledgeable then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Good luck with that. And what year are you in school?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. Okay. Very good. And Emma, how about you?
Next year, I'm going to Madison Area Technical College for radiology.
Okay. So you are a senior this year.
Yep.
Then. Okay. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Chase, you're a junior, right?
Yes.
You're a junior.
Right now, I'm just planning on staying around the farm, most likely.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That warms my heart.
That does. We need people to like Chase to keep this going.
We do, absolutely. Can you see yourself down the road being involved as an alumnus?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Big time.
Help out with the farm or whatever the case might be.
Yep.
So, how many acres does River Valley have to farm?
It's about 30 acres.
Okay. Good. And do you rotate the crops then from year to year?
Yes. My freshman year, we put corn in there. And then my last year, we had soybeans. And then this year, we're going to do corn again.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. Hopefully, we get some rain this year, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, boy, good group of students here, Sherry.
Very good group of students. We are blessed in the Valley. This is only a small representation of what I get to deal with every day. So, Lucy did the numbers for us, and we have 232 students in the agriculture education program this year. So, that's impressive numbers. And our FFA, you know, when it's just you, you learn, and these students are the ones who help take those leads and invite the other students in to partake in different things. Like, we're here now talking, but people are back home prepping CDE teams for milk quality and wildlife. So that's the awesome part about having a community coming out and support us with the various aspects. So we're blessed.
Yes, indeed. We'll come back with a final word coming up in just a moment as we spotlight FFA chapters today. River Valley is in the studio with us.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608 475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
The WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament will be held this weekend. WRCO Sports wishes the best of luck to Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley, Emma Hady, Ethan Hady, and Teague Perkins of Richland Center. From Dodgeville, Shane Rashan, Hawken Peterson, Charlie Might, Reed Spurley, and Ava Lord. Riverdale wrestlers Riley Wanick, Brody Meese, Grant Matthews, and Lakota Brewer. Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. Jaron Grimsled of North Crawford, Seneca. Iowa Grand Highlands, Elliot Biba, Emerson Moen, Bodie Brockup, Hunter Stevens, Jackson Bussey, Tyson Imhoff, and Brock Hinderman. Join Bill Twining, David Wormand, and Kirk Lair for coverage of the State Individual Wrestling Tournament beginning Thursday night on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
RCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time at 6:30 is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice, and by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. Today's forecast calls for partly cloudy and warmer conditions, a high of 56. For tonight, variable clouds and a low of 32. And a Thursday, 57. Continued sunny and mild. Friday, 37 degrees. In Richland Center, we're at 30, which is the overnight low.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. I don't know about your birds, but ours have been loving this winter of white snow and the crunch of Chet's delicious birdseed. Stop down and grab a bag of sunflower seeds and Chet's special. Suet cakes are buy 12, get one free. We even have corn and shell nuts for the squirrels, too. And as always, thank you for supporting our small business, because without you, there wouldn't be us.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Authorities in Two Rivers, Wisconsin issued an Amber Alert for a missing 3-year-old boy yesterday. According to Two Rivers Police, an adult caretaker called 911 just before 11 a.m. Tuesday to report Elijah View had not been seen since 8 a.m. at home near 39th and Michicott Road. The boy was described as 3 feet and 45 pounds, sandy hair and brown eyes. Two Rivers Police asked residents to search outbuildings, vehicles, and other concealed areas. They also asked residents to check their surveillance cameras as well. The tip line is 844-267-6648 with any information. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved a facilities assessment study by Venture Architects at last night's meeting at a cost not to exceed $165,000. The study is said to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for positive, effective change. The outcomes of the project will have a generational impact for all residents of Richland County. It will include inventory and assessment, identifying facility deficiencies, forecasting future requirements, determining immediate, short-term, long-term needs, assessing action steps, prioritizing needs and recommending solutions, and determining budget and affordability. Also last night, Susan Triggs, Register of Deeds, gave her 2023 year-end report to the board. The department recorded 2,772 real estate documents. There were also more deaths filed in Richland County than births. The department filed 154 births and 179 deaths. There were also 93 marriages filed. The actual receipts collected for 2023 were $162,000. Kathy Linz, Director of Neighborhood Housing Services, gave a report of the impact NHS has made on the community. The financial impact from 2018 to 2022 was nearly $65 million, and 499 homeowners were created or preserved in the area. Also, the numbers for 2022 were $13.7 million and $84 million, respectively. In other action, the board approved for the sheriff's office to spend no more than $160,000 for the purchase of two new squad vehicles and equipment and installation for those vehicles, for the highway department to purchase three Western Star tandem axle trucks totaling $480,690, and from the I-State Truck Center, and one Western Star triaxle truck totaling $168,900 from I-State Truck Center for one truck. No one was hurt after an apparent fire in Gay's Mills early Monday morning. The fire started in the middle of the building and reached the attic before the fire was put out. According to Gay's Mills fire officials, it took about an hour and a half to put out the fire, which was kept to one of the five apartments in the building. Two other apartments had light smoke and water damage. The building is owned by Cooley Cap. The cause of the fire has not been released. More people will be coming into the La Crosse Airport in the future.
In a Facebook post, the airport announced American Airlines is adding another daily flight from Chicago to La Crosse this week. The airline will also be increasing the size of planes coming into La Crosse to make it easier to handle increased traffic. The move comes after Delta Airlines pulled service from the airport last summer. Airport officials say they're happy to see more flights and more connectivity for Western Wisconsin. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A new law in Wisconsin is making it easier for first responders to identify electric vehicles involved in emergencies. The statute requires Wisconsin residents who drive EVs to put a sticker in the top right corner of their license plate. While first responders can tell whether a regular vehicle is running or not by listening to the engine running, EVs run silently and could move if the emergency personnel aren't aware the vehicle is running. The EV sticker will remind first responders to make sure that the engine is off to prevent that. The State Department of Motor Vehicles will send stickers out to EV drivers over the coming months, with all expected to be delivered by the end of summer. Though ice fishing conditions have been iffy around Wisconsin this winter, the Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers about deadlines for removing permanent ice shanties. The agency says the deadlines depend on region between now and St. Patrick's Day or March 17th. DNR officials also note that though permanent ice shanties must be removed by a prescribed date, anglers can continue to use portable ice shanties as long as they are removed from the ice when not actively in use at the end of each day. Fuller information can be found by hitting the News tab on the DNR website. State Senator Brad Paff and State Representative Tip McGuire introduced legislation to provide property tax relief for Wisconsin families. Under the Wisconsin Circuit Breaker Property Tax Credit, Wisconsin's homeowners and renters would be eligible for the tax credit when their property taxes or the rent going toward property taxes exceeds 4% of their income. This would provide an estimated $500 in property tax relief to more than 1 million Wisconsin households. The credit is targeted to help Wisconsin households making less than $150,000. The national blood supply remains at critically low levels. The American Red Cross continues to attempt to rebuild the blood supply. Blood and platelet donors are urged to give now to help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not delayed. The first will be held today from 11 until 4 at Weston School. The second will be Friday from noon to 5 at Don Larson Superstore in Baraboo. Individuals are urged to make an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure just that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know getting the right product is the secret to success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you'll have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Today's forecast calls for partly cloudy and balmy, a high of 56. Variable clouds tonight, a low of 32. Thursday, partly cloudy to sunny and continued spring-like with a high of 57.
Thursday night, a low of 28. Friday's high, 37 degrees. In Richland Center, 55 was yesterday's high. This morning, we rise and shine after a midnight mark of 35. The air is calm, and we're at our overnight low so far. It is 30 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Join the River Valley Baseball Team for an Easter egg hunt Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at River Valley Baseball Field, 660 Varsity Boulevard, Spring Green. The egg hunt starts at 10:30, split by age groups 4K and under, kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth grade. Don't forget to bring your own basket. For more information, contact Coach Heinemeier at 608-588-2554. $10 per child includes entry and 10 game tickets. Enjoy food, music, games, prizes, and photos with the Easter Bunny. Sports Time is sponsored by Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Well, we'll recap last night's first-round tournament girls' games and recap a Badger win by 4 over the Terrapins.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Ithaca picked up a 54-40 win over Riverdale on the opening night of the WIAA girls basketball tournament last night. The Bulldogs pulled away in a close game in the last 4 minutes to improve to 15-9 on the season. They will play in the second round of the postseason Friday night at Highland after the Cardinals defeated Benton 47-31 in another round one Division 5 game. Riverdale led 17-16 at halftime. The lead changed hands a few times in the second half. The game was tied at 38 with 4:40 left. The Bulldogs then hit two big three-point baskets, one from Kaylee Miller and the other from Olivia Young, which gave them the permanent lead. Miller led all scorers with 16, including 4 three-pointers, and Josie Lau added 11. Riverdale was led by Zuri Dennis and Macy McKay with 14 points apiece. Kennedy Cooey scored 10. Riverdale season ends with a final mark of 8-17. In other action from last evening, it was a win for Belmont over Potosi-Cassville, 56-36. River Ridge, 64-36 over North Crawford. It was Wazika Steuben getting the win against Seneca, 65-23. Royal, 70. Plum City, Elmwood, 17. Elma Center, Lincoln got the win last night, 42-33 over Hillsboro. Cashton with a 55-47 win against New Lisbon. Kickapoo, 53. Lafarge Youth Initiative, 30. And Brookwood got the win against Wunniwuk Center, 62-56. All of those Division 5 games. In Division 4, Lancaster was a winner in girls basketball, 48-32. Broadhead with a 78-40 victory over Wisconsin Heights. Darlington, 71, and Boscobel, 46. And Fenimore, 72-27 over Parkview. Turning to Division 3, Richland Center on the road lost in that first-round tournament game to Dodgeville. Final score was 82-29. And Bigfoot was a winner against River Valley, 47-31. East Troy got the win against Lodi, 50-35. And turning to Division 2 schools, and those games last night, La Crosse Logan, 52-46 over Toma. La Crosse Central got the victory against Portage, 59-35. Sparta with a win against Baraboo, 51-33. And Mount Horeb, 50-41 over Delavan Darien. Max Klesman hit a three-pointer, and the Badgers converted 11 high-pressure free throws in the last minute to held off Maryland 74-70. 8 of the Terrapins' 13 losses have been decided by one possession this season. Wisconsin forward Tyler Wall scored 18 points and a half of a half dozen rebounds, leading a score sheet containing four UW players in double figures. Wisconsin's record improves to 18-9 overall, 10-6 in the Big Ten. For Coach Greg Gard's team, they're off until next Tuesday when they'll play at Indiana against the Hoosiers. Coach Gard felt they did a better job defensively.
They initiate contact. They come at you. They jump into you. You know, they're physical, coming downhill, specifically him. Reese is a handful in the post as well. And I thought we, you know, for the most part, we did what we needed to do, and then it's on the ref. What's he going to call? But much better.
Marquette starts a three-game homestand tonight with a Big East Conference game against DePaul. The tip-off at Five Serve Forum is scheduled for 8 p.m. The Blue Demons have an overall record of 3-22 and are winless in 14 conference games. Veteran coach Doc Rivers says he told the Bucks front office he didn't understand why his predecessor Adrian Griffin Jr. was fired. Rivers recounted his thoughts during an appearance on SiriusXM NBA Radio, the starting lineup show. Milwaukee showed Griffin the door despite a 30-13 record. The Bucks won two out of the three under interim coach Joe Prunty, and who have dropped now 7 of 10 since Rivers took over. Rivers is the team's fourth coach in 9 months. That's a look at sports today on this Wednesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
Unmanaged high blood pressure is one of the leading causes of heart disease. Because there are usually no symptoms associated with high blood pressure, it's important to have yours checked regularly.
Welcome back to the Morning Show on WRCO Radio. Sherry Grofunder and members of her team are here today from the River Valley FFA and some of the vice president. What do we have? Reporter, treasurer, and Ella, what are you?
I'm just a member.
You're a member. All right. Sounds good. So we're well represented for everybody in the student body. Some topical things that we wanted to mention as well, being that it is FFA week, but we think that it's very important as well to talk about your alumni and talk about those once they do get out of school and things like that. And one of the things we've dealt with, we've talked about Farmer Angel Network. Do you know much about that in terms of have you had much contact with them, Sharon?
I've not had much contact with them personally, but when I'm talking with the alumni, we do talk about the downside of being a business in demand 24/7. And with social media, that's brought a lot of light to the situation. So farmers that might be facing depression should utilize the Farmer Angel Network just so that they have that support system that they need. We talk about it in schools, and we've been trained as National FFA alumni staff recently. So as I was telling you over the break, it's a new situation for me to learn all these things as critical as they are. So we're in a lot of EDI training, but then when we're talking about suicide rates and that, you asked about all these people that we've taught over the years, we have a couple students that are in veterinary field, and in 2019, they came out with some shocking stats stating that 80% of veterinarians will face clinical depression during their tenure as far as being a vet. And with the CDC coming out with those numbers, vets were 2 to 4 times more likely than the average population to consider suicide methods. So as we talk about the dark topics with, you know, students, alumni, and more, we want to make sure that we offer that support system as well. So promoting the Farmer Angel Network and other programs so that when these students face these dangerous careers in agriculture, they have that support system. You can always come back and talk. With us, the CTE department, we're pretty good at talking to our alumni as well, because like at the breakfast, the kids are like, you're famous. And I said, yep, it's a small town. So we have a lot of students who have been employed in the emergency services. They see lots of different things in their, you know, volunteer positions. And so we talk through some of that. We have one of our students currently working for the state prison. He's like, I can't talk about different things, but it's a unique career, Grofunder. And I said, I understand you can't talk based on confidentiality, but how are you mentally? So checking in with those students and alumni, you know, every day, every week, it can be a big task. But I do encourage those that are feeling any struggle to contact somebody, reach out. But again, the Farmer Angel Network is a great one for us locally to work with.
I had no idea about vets and that rate being that high, Sherry.
Yes, I didn't know that until Kara went off to school and started promoting it on her social medias. And that, so we had lost a veterinarian at the University of Madison due to suicide. So that really promoted that. So as the students go through the Small Animal Science Program, I do talk about, you know, the grieving situation of your pets, but also talk about getting assistance if needed when you're working with animals. You know, being a business owner, there are a lot of demands on you 24/7, and you think about your livelihood, producing crops for other people. You have people calling you in the middle of the night with their pets that they've treated like babies. It's a big emotional toll, and you know, we all need to work through our different emotional situations in our careers. And just having that support system is a big key fact. For us in Ag Ed, we have each other. We have a huge network of ag teachers. We can pretty much call up on each other and say, okay, I'm having a bad time. You know, how did you handle this situation or that? So in early 2000s in Ag Ed, we had three teachers take their life. And so we did a lot of training through our WAAE, which is the Wisconsin Agriculture Educators Association, on training you to start to realize when people have changed their attitudes, changed their position, to get out there and help. So we have a Thrive program in our WAAE that helps ag teachers deal with the daily struggles of anything from teaching and family matters to, you know, just general life things that happen.
So your role has changed a little bit this year, has it, or so not?
This year, my role has changed a little bit as NAAE representative on the National FFA Alumni and Advisory Council. I am the chairperson this year. So when one of my friends texted, who's the National FFA National FFA president or alumni president? And I was like, that'd be me. And he was just asking for a quiz bowl, and I thought he was just teasing me. He didn't realize that the National FFA Alumni and Supporters Advisory Council would be the person in charge. So I'm the chairperson. So helping these kids bring back different facts, talking about with alumni members throughout the nation, discovering what they do to support their young members has been a phenomenal learning experience. We have a corporate group on our council. We also have four regional reps for the alumni. We bring in the college professors who train ag teachers, and then we bring in the state staff who train you once you are an FFA advisor ag teacher, and then my group, which are the secondary ag teachers. And all of us, the committee, and past national officers, almost forgot the important ones. So with all the youth to the older experienced people, we have a great time sitting on the committee talking about what we can do to improve the National FFA organization for all. So like I said, we've been through DEI training, so that's diversification and making sure all students are included. And we're one of the few situations out there that we don't cut people based on skills or anything like that. We bring them in and help them utilize and learn their skills and how to prepare them for their future careers. So when working with the different students, it is fantastic. River Valley, we're blessed with some diversity and bringing different populations in and working with those students to develop their talents. It's nice to see the vet science team excel with all the knowledge of, you know, Emma's working with lots of people, and it's awesome because that has 9 people training for 4 spots right now. The 8th grade group is a group that is really motivated to learn, so we are giving them a little bit of assistance into the big world, like adding them to something so that they can try to see if they're prepared for high school and working on those skills to say what you can say on social media and what you shouldn't say on social media. So then, you know, we're ready for the future because everybody's watching you no matter where you are today. Mm-hmm.
That's a good life lesson learned there. That yes. Some of that stuff never goes away. So be careful what you put, right?
Yep. Be careful what you post and make sure you're polite to people.
Right. Good words. Recently we talked about you had some competitions. At least we wanted to ask you a little bit about how that went. And recently for the competitions, and were you involved in that yourself?
I was. So we had our district LDE contest 2 weeks ago, and all of our officers, as well as Peyton Miley, came with and competed in a variety of competitions. We had the employability skills and extemporaneous speaking, which Chase did. Peyton Miley did the Creed speaking where he would recite the Creed, and I did the discussion meet, and I placed first in our district, so I'm moving on to sectionals March 1st, so it went really well for me, and it was a great experience, and again, we collaborated with a lot of other chapters, and yeah, it was really fun.
Congratulations. So what did you, tell us about what you talked about.
So our discussion meet, I would be in a room with, I think it was three and then four other people, and we came into the competition knowing what the topics could be, but not knowing which one it was. What it ended up being is my first competition, we talked about how to get fifth and sixth graders involved in FFA. And then the second one, we talked about conservation practices and how to promote a positive image of agriculture. And we just kind of had a conversation about it. It was kind of like running a meeting, and it was a really fun experience and a great way to learn how to be a professional in business.
Well, good luck at the next level as well.
Yeah, thank you.
That'll be awesome. We wanted to ask Chase about farm business management as well.
Yes, that is the CDE that I compete in, as well as Lucy does that one too.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about it.
It's got all sorts of different avenues, like ag structures, application rates for crops, the rate of gains for livestock, and balance sheets. So it's just all across the board.
Okay. We wanted to talk about some of the other things they're involved in, and starting with you, did you play hockey this year?
Yes, I play in Dodgeville.
How did it go?
Good. We're still playing. We play, our last game will be March 17th.
So is it a co-op with River Valley and Dodgeville then?
No, it is club. River Valley actually co-ops through Sauk, but I go to Dodgeville for a club.
Okay, for club. So what position do you play on the hockey team then?
I'm a goalie.
Right, wow, okay.
Yep.
So that's, you got to be pretty durable there, don't you?
Yeah, try to be.
Take some shots.
Yeah.
Get that puck coming at you pretty fast.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So well, their club team does have a couple wins under their belt, so
yeah, we are I believe 25-3 right now, with three tournament championships out of four tournament championships we've played in. One of them was our league championship. We were regular season league champions too, and we've got 8 games left, I think, so we're looking to finish strong.
That's exciting. Where do you find the time, Chase?
It's tough. On the road every weekend. 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, we went all the way up to Siren, which is about 4 hours away. And then the weekend before that, we were in Marinette, which is 3.5 hours away up above Green Bay on the opposite side of the state. And we go all across the board, southern Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa. So, yeah.
A lot of fun. Do you play outside? This is a stupid question, but
no,
going that far up north, you probably could. Right?
Yeah, we could. That'd be really fun. We've looked into it, but we haven't found anything. We're looking for next year, so it'd be really fun to do that.
Right. They haven't had their typical winter up there yet either.
No.
Cool.
And then he also just recently went to the National Farm Show in Indianapolis. So let him brag about that.
Yeah. Yes. This weekend, me and my dad and my brother all went down to the National Farm Show. That was a really good time. The first time we've ever went down there, seeing all the new technology, all the things that we don't really get to see, all the new machines that New Holland, Case IH, John Deere have produced. And we went to the tractor pull on Friday night. That was good. And then we went on Saturday night again as well. And that was like the national finals. So that was a really good show.
That's amazing. What wowed you? Did anything wow you as far as some of the futures?
The new Case IH AF11 combine and their new 715 quad track tractor really caught our attention. But there's just so many different things that we didn't know about in aspects of things in foreign countries, and just a lot of different things we didn't know about.
Do you even need a driver on those combines anymore or not?
You just need somebody to let the seat sensor know that you're in there, and then it'll do the rest for you.
It'll do it. I know it. It's a little easier than it used to be, I think.
Yeah, much easier.
In terms of that. But I remember going to a show one time, and they had robotic milkers. And I mean, we're talking, and I'm thinking, what? How could that ever happen, you know? And, well, a lot of things I saw there have come and gone, actually.
Oh, yes. So, a lot of things are different than they used to be.
Yeah. Keep on changing. How about over on this side of the room, Lucy? What are some other things that you're involved in?
Long story short, a lot. I like to stay busy. I'm in NHS, National Honor Society. I'm the class treasurer. I play basketball, run cross country. I'm in student council, the prom committee, and I'm also president of math club. So it's a lot.
Making plans for prom now, I suppose?
Yep, we're starting to put it all together. We've got our venue, DJ, everything set up. Awesome. It's been a lot of fun.
Cool. Didn't ask me to DJ, but that's all right. I mean,
we asked you for 50-50 money, though.
Oh, yeah. I play too many oldies. All right. Ella, what are you involved in?
I do basketball, volleyball, softball. I dance. I also do club volleyball, travel softball, obviously FFA. I'm involved in a 4-H club, and I shoot trap.
Oh, my goodness. And you have a very successful trap team there at River Valley, don't you? Wonderful. And 4-H, that's fun. That's kind of an old school thing. I'm glad to see some young people still involved in 4-H. So, good way to start your careers. And let's also go to Emma. Emma, what else are you involved in?
I run cross country. I run track and field. I shoot at our trap shooting team as well. I'm in dance. I'm in competitive dance, and I'm also in National Honor Society as well.
Wow.
And also FFA.
Yeah, well, yeah, by the way, FFA. By the way. Some well-rounded students here, Sherry.
Yes, and that's the point of it, is to show students that no matter what your background is or what your interests are, we have a place for you as well, and we can highlight your talents even further and help you develop the skills maybe that you're not so proud of and make them strong skills when you leave River Valley. So I'm very appreciative of all that these students do and bring to the table. And you know, we've brought kids over the years. This list is always long, and it's always impressive. To time management tends to be the biggest lesson they learn at this age.
Sherry Grofunder joining us, along with Chase Gilbertson, Emma Anding, Lucy Spahn, Ella Hillebrand, joining us here today on The Morning Show.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.